Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they're marching on the Capitol in Thailand. They're marching on the Capitol in Greece. Worldwide, the people are getting more and more angry. Incumbents are being thrown out in the primaries all across the United States, Democrats and Republicans. The people are waking up. Wayne Madsen, if you're going to be spending a lot of time in Chicago, I was asking you during the last break could this be what unravels Obama? And you said, absolutely, that's why I'm here. And you were saying the conventional wisdom on the street is he's not going to be running for re-election. And we've even had Howard Dean coming out saying he may run and that they may run other Democrats against him. So the bigger they are, the harder they fall. They built this guy up like it was the second coming of Christ. But boy, I tell you, he is crashing and burning. What's your take on that, Wayne?
Well, Obama waltzed in the last campaign without any kind of checks. He was a rock star, and he glided in, and he didn't really take much in the way of any barbs. But this next time, he will. And Michelle knows that. They didn't have much money when he was in the Illinois State Senate. He's made all kinds of money now. And apparently, her thinking is, if they would leave the cut and run now, they could make more money as the next president than Bill Clinton even made, and that's what they may be looking for. Obama's got a huge ego, and he really does not take criticism very well. He may elect, and we might hear, well, you know, for my family, my children, another campaign is going to be too tough. So they'll come up with something.
Now, from your sources, is he bisexual or is the, what do they call that in Hollywood, is his wife and kids a beard?
Well, it would be, the wife would be a beard, absolutely would be a beard. Look, there's a big scandal here with the Republican candidate for Senate, Kirk. Now being outed as part of this gay ring, along with Dennis Hastert and Mark Foley, so you know it's in both parties in this state.
Absolutely, I mean I have nothing against gay people, but why is it in Rome or anywhere else when in the decline it becomes like a guild, and the only people they're outing are the straights?
Yeah, well, the problem with Kirk is he's apparently a naval reserve officer, Navy intelligence. So here we go with not only the don't ask, don't tell issue, but also highly blackmailable. Now he wants to be the United States Senator filling Obama's old seat from Illinois.
So you predict curtains for Obama unless they launch an Iran war, or what's your intel on how the establishment's going to try to finesse and finagle their way out of this?
I think they could launch an Iran war and also say to Obama, go ahead, go make a lot more money than Bill Clinton, and we'll have another person we'll invest, bring in as the presidential candidate.
And again, folks, Wayne Madsen doesn't just say things. He's one of our best sources of info, and this is just incredible coming from you, I guess, because you're there doing the research, because if he is a completely homosexual, my God, he is so blackmailed, isn't he?
Right, he is. And remember, I supported Obama, but I put myself in the category of people that didn't do their job properly and investigate them. But the secrets were all here in Chicago, and there was just so many stories and so few people willing to dig deep on them. And because, as I mentioned, the Chicago newspapers have basically been destroyed.
Well, you know, Bush was so bad, you would think anything could be better, and then it just gets worse. And I think it's the establishment has committed so many crimes, why not commit a million more? Do you agree with me that all their chips are in, though? I mean, the establishment is going for broke.
Well, I think that, well, you know, it's like a wild animal when cornered or treed, that they lash out. And I think that's exactly what these people are capable of doing. We don't know. They still have a lot of influence. They still have a lot of power. What they're capable of, and certainly starting a war would be something they've opted for that in the past. They would opt for it again in the future. But I think maybe the people around the world are a little wise to their
absolutely. WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, thanks for coming on. God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Ah, George Osborne, Bullingdon Club. William Hague, hello the elites. How are the Zionist elites this morning? Thank you for giving us the illusion of democracy. Do you want the puppet on the left or the puppet on the right? Yes, you guys go slightly crazy when you compromise personal morality for political gain. Hey, how was your time on the Rothschild yacht? Do you like the Rothschilds more than you like normal people? George Osborne, isn't it great that you have a country of 70 million people where 7% control all the land? Are you related to the Queen, sir?
Go home, Yang.
Go home, Yang. Oh, some random racism by this gentleman here. Perhaps you'd like to vote for the BNP. William Hague, George Osborne. Hey, it must be difficult fellating Satan all day. Hey, power and money from the nice teeth of Satan. Sorry, I'm not even religious, but you guys are liars and murderers. Total liars and murderers.
America.
I'm not even American, my friend. I'm Scottish, so F you.
Even worse, get out to the UK.
Perhaps you'd prefer if we joined the European Union, you little chill idiot.
It's about time the English people stood up.
Yeah, liars. Hello, liars. Hey, big power and money. Politics, Well, it was about a year ago that we had Charlie Veach on with us. And back then he hadn't started the Love Police, kind of like We Are Change or InfoWars groups. It's like British Tea Party. And they just go out to public events and show the police state and confront globalists. There he was confronting the new British Prime Minister, David Cameron, and shutting down their press conference. And it's another example of the effect you can have by just confronting
these people with the truth and the facts. They've been arrested for videotaping. They've been arrested for publicly speaking. They've been locked up by security guards. They've been harassed because England has become a police state. 2 years ago, they changed the law where you can't videotape in public or they arrest you as a terrorist. But the government's going to watch you and track what you're doing. And more the media, not just alternative media, standing up and saying, no, we must resist these tyrants. Charlie, it's good to have you on with us from the UK today.
Hello, Alex. How are things over in the States?
Good, good. It's good to have you here. So much is going on in the world today, and we see incumbents being thrown out here in the U.S. We see rioting starting all over the world. We see the world financial market basically imploding. Tell us a little bit about yourself and going from just somebody trying to, you know, shoot video in London being harassed to now starting the love police that's starting to catch on.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. As you said once in one of your speeches, I have an infinite human spirit which refuses to submit. I'm just one human being, and I hate what's happening to my country, which masquerades as a free country. So as you say, I'm just one guy with a camera, with a megaphone that goes out there to try and expose it. And what we like to say, we like to point a camera up the rear end of evil and just show people that there's nothing to be scared of. These are pathetic and lonely and sad individuals who have no love in their hearts, who just want to control others. And not on my watch. It's just not going to happen as long as I'm around.
So when did you start the Love Police? Because you guys are really active and are gaining a lot of attention for good now on a weekly basis.
Yeah, started the Love Police almost exactly 13 months ago. It kind of happened a few days after I came on your show. There's no connection there, but I just started filming outside the American Embassy, which you saw. And I lost my job. I was working for one of the main banks in Britain called the Halifax Bank of Scotland. Bank of Scotland's a 500-year-old institution. And I lost my job in the recession. So I was on the inside. I saw myself selling investments and, you know, investing in companies which are war companies, the big business party and big war things. So I just when I lost my job, the kind of illusion shattered for me. And I realized I wasn't really living a real human life. And one thing I find, Alex, is that when you do what's right, the universe conspires to help you. And I'm still alive. I'm still going. I feel very happy doing what I'm doing, because when you do what's right, it feels automatically fun. And I have to admit, what I do with the camera and the megaphone is very good fun, because I can't see myself doing anything else. Like, you call your channel InfoWars, and I believe we are in a war for people's consciousness. It is a war for equality. And what the elites are trying to do, the international financiers, is to dehumanize everyone to the point where we don't even think that we should be allowed to live. And I have friends, my own friends, close people to me, who think we should wipe each other out, who think that we need a virus to wipe us out. And this is what I'm trying to fight against. Like, the point of the Love Police is to lower fear and raise love. And the best way to do that is to shine a light on these puppets and show the people, the great masses, that we have nothing to be scared of them. And great evil things bring out the best in people, and that's all I do.
Well, normally you are loving when you're just out in the middle of the street or on the sidewalk in London and police come over and say you can't film, you can't talk to fellow people in England, and really illustrating just how out of control the police state is. And I remember 5 years ago in England, they started putting tracker RFID chips in the trash bins. Now that's coming to Virginia and Texas and California. I remember 5-6 years ago, remote control thermostats in people's homes in England, where the government tracks everything you do and controls your thermostat. Now that's coming here to the United States. The police taking DNA at checkpoints started 6, 7, 8 years ago in England. Now that's coming here. So England is always 5, 6, 7 years, depending on what issue, ahead of us. England in the last 5 years has started making people take satellite tracker boxes in their cars to tax them by the mile in many cities, or using the license plates to turn regular roads into toll roads with license plate identification systems. The secret arrest of citizens, government terror. I mean, the center of one of the most wicked empires on earth being the British Empire, that model, according to Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, is the British Empire model. Not so much the British Empire itself, though it is now bigger in the banking system than even New York. But the system, it's not the Irish or the Scottish or the English that are bad. It's not the American people that are bad. It's not the Mexican government, the Mexican people that are bad. It's the Mexican government that's bad. It's not the Chinese people that are bad. It's the Chinese government that's bad, because in history, governments tend to be ruthless and controlling, and there's no doubt they're working together to bring in this world tyranny against we the people. So break down the transformation in your lifetime of what the UK has turned into as a warning to the rest of the world, because you were definitely sitting in the Orwellian airstrip one, the model for the rest of the globe.
Yeah, we are the airstrip for America and the British cabal to launch their operations around the world. What I've seen in my lifetime is, just in the last 5-10 years, the incredible CCTV control, the cameras all over London, like you can't walk around London without getting filmed by at least 300 cameras. And one thing we always try and say to the Love Police, if they can film us, surely we can film them. If they're going to be tracking us, we can track them. We can bother them. It works both ways. And, you know, we are strong human beings, and we will not accept this total control. And it is a nanny state. It's people trying to tell us what to do. And I personally, Alex, I am a philosophical anarchist. I think government is totally the problem. And the world is awakening now to a point where we will not need these antiquated control system. So as your last caller said, yeah, they're going to throw everything at us now to try and control us and make us scared. You see them crisscrossing the skies with all sorts of nasty pollutants. They're putting all these horrible chemicals in our on our food and water, but it doesn't help them. Brzezinski is terrified of us. He knows that there is some special quantum force in the universe which will help people if you just do what's right. So what we have is just a few years to kind of try and wake everyone else up. But coming back to your question, what I've seen in the last few years is now we have private police forces, we have private employees with police powers patrolling the streets, the train stations, the airports, and they answer to a corporate boss. And as Benito Mussolini, the Italian fascist dictator, said, the corporate state is the fascist state, and it is very evident in London right now, Alex.
Well, I've got three articles today with census workers raping people, attacking people with attack dogs they bring to the door now as part of their petty power trip. Census workers who are convicted pedophiles. The government knew the guy was a pedophile and hired him. More and more of the TSA workers are robbing people, raping women, going crazy and announcing, I'm God, I'm God. Now several of them have just had complete delusions of grandeur, believing they're God. They're also taking all these dumbed down fluoride heads, who've been watching television their whole life, who literally have shriveled brains, and giving them power. And that's what's even more sickening about tyranny. It's not just the far off elitist robbing you, but you've got to put up with lesser men and women who can't get a real job, who are petty. A real man is ashamed to exercise undue power on people, and to make people grovel. But petty scum can find a million positions in this archipelago of control freak, behavior. And so tyranny is a wonderland, of corruption. And then the government with taxpayer money gets to decide what films get made and what the people see. I mean, it's a bunch of scum playing God. And I am just not going to let a bunch of pedophiles with machine guns run my life.
I know, Alex, you're absolutely right about the pedophile thing at the top. It's exploding now in Scotland with a case of a girl with Down syndrome. The Scottish elite, the legal and police and government elite, there was a pedophile cabal abusing a disabled young girl called Holly Gregg.
Well, how many, and we've covered that, but how many Homeland Security state heads have been caught being pedophiles? I mean, we have to understand, how do you get people that will steal bank accounts, rob, torture, lie, listen to people illegally? Because they're criminals. Some are money launderers, some drug dealers, but most of them are perverts. And that's what we face, is a legion of pot-bellied perverts with automatic weapons. But the good news is the police and the military are starting to wake up here. Are you seeing some of the police wake up in your area?
Massively, Alex. The times I get arrested, there's always a few policemen in the station that come to my cell, shake my hand, tell me I'm doing great work, that they are also concerned. There are good people in the military, there's good people in the police, and the job of the Love Police is to communicate with as many police as possible in London, give them hugs, remind them of their humanity, and also remind them what kind of world that they're going to be bringing in for their children and grandchildren. So it's not just a resistance thing. It's also a reminder to people of just how glorious and special they are.
And then we're all humans. We're all humans. And we shouldn't serve the potbellies.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
If you want to go to the Love Police website, it's C, the letter C, Veach.org. We appreciate him joining us. We're going to be taking your calls coming up some in the next segment about political activism, what's happening in the world, any news items you want to mention. I'm going to hit some other news stories as well. Got some really important news coming up on the financial front in the next hour with a political researcher and a financial author dealing with state banks, taking the power of currency and giving it back to the people, the power of credit, and dealing with some of the state banks around the country. This is a short segment, though. Charlie, We've got a bunch of these videos. We could play them here, but they're all up on your website. The reason I've got you here is that you guys are very effective. Your videos are getting hundreds of thousands of views together, and it's another example of not just We Are Change or the Tea Parties or InfoWar groups or 9/11 truth groups. It's just anybody can be a leader who's willing to stand up and go out, and now you've had others join you. Now you're not out there alone, and it's gaining steam. Another example of how resistance is victory.
Absolutely, Alex. I think one thing's important for people to know. You know the film The Matrix, how there's Neo, the character played by Keanu Reeves? That's an anagram of The One. And when everyone realizes that they are The One, they have that connection to the source themselves, to whichever religion or spirituality you believe in. You are an infinite power, and you have nothing to be scared of from these pathetic, controlling tyrants. And one thing that we like to do at The Love Police is to put these videos out there. We never force people to watch them, but it just shows people that you can do this and survive and be happy and have a great life just by being a decent human being. And to me, being a decent human being is standing up against anyone who attempts to destroy and poison my fellow human beings, and including me. For many years, I was living under the mass hypnosis illusion that things were okay. I was a big believer in the mainstream media. I even joined the armed forces after September the 11th for the British Army because I wanted to go out there and kill terrorists because I believed it. And you don't know how upset and angry I am. And I'm not sure yet I'll be able to forgive those people who lied to me and who lied to all those other young men and women who joined the armed forces thinking they're fighting for freedom when, in fact, they're fighting for Halliburton.
What woke you up?
I think it was a combination of luck in that I lost my job. I didn't quit. I just lost my job because the economy went bad. And I've always been a bit of a rebel since a young age. You know, I never really listened to authority. I was very anti-authoritarian. But I think it was just maybe what people like David Icke talk about. There is a general vibrational change happening in the world, as Brzezinski says, a general awakening. And I'm just lucky that it came to me before I got sent out to Iraq to go and shoot innocent people.
Absolutely. I mean, here's an example. Did you see that video 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? Out of Pennsylvania, where it says, "We're watching you, Tom. Nice house, nice car, Tom. You owe the state $3,000. We know where you are. We're coming to get you." And I'm seeing articles every day of people losing their houses for parking tickets or for water bills. And everybody I know who is not doing well financially all over the country is getting calls now where collection agencies for the government are threatening you with jail if you don't pay them. The taxes are all going up, but the infrastructure is falling apart because almost all the money is going to the bankers, like it's Nigeria or Argentina. And here's one out of the Huffington Post. Woman's home confiscated over small water bill. They now take your house over a $362 bill. I mean, if this isn't tyranny, I don't know what it is.
It is total tyranny. But one thing I can say, I'm always an optimist, Alex. I like to always look on the bright side. But these mistakes they made, this tyranny they impose, it wakes up people at a much more accelerated pace. And what I think, it's the bankers that caused this financial crisis. And if it's the bankers trying to take your house, what people need to do en masse is start barricading themselves, you know, getting themselves able to mount a defensive front against anyone who attempts to come to their house and kick them out. And I also think people need to stand together. It was actually a writer from Soviet Russia called Solzhenitsyn, and he said that when they were coming around for the mass roundups of political dissidents, what he says is that they didn't value freedom enough. People should have set up ambushes in staircases using baseball bats or hammers or pots and pans. And he said that if people did a massive rise-up, the state does not have enough thugs to round up hundreds of thousands of people if a few hundred of them are starting to fight back.
Yeah, guys, print me the Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote. It starts with Alexander Solzhenitsyn, "Oh, how we burned in the camps later, wishing that when the NKVD that arrested, in the case he was talking about in Leningrad, more than half the population and took many of them to their deaths." But according to the government today, that's a good thing, to be taken away to your death. And here in the U.S., they're openly proposing arresting people, the Pentagon, with no charges, no nothing, secretly stripping you of your citizenship and disappearing you into a black site, into a black hole. while Salon calls me up saying, oh, Alex, you're making up the FEMA camps, as they openly admit they're building the camps. Long segment coming up. We'll cover Solzhenitsyn's quote and a lot more. We're talking to the Love Police.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Well, it's outrageous. Calderon has now given his speech to the Congress. I have the text of it. Paul Watson has an article up on PrisonPlanet.com. He attacked the Second Amendment. Not only is a foreign dictator who wasn't elected, that's on record, who set up a total police state, a narco-terrorist state that's waging a war against other cartels that aren't laundering money through U.S. banks. Not only is he here telling 30 million illegal aliens to politically rise up in our country, a foreign leader with a group of people that see themselves as foreigners, he now wants our Second Amendment and is blaming violence in his repressed country, where no citizen can own guns, on our Second Amendment. And we are defeating the establishment right now peacefully with political information. That's why Cass Sunstein and Kagan and all these globalists are saying, censor the internet, censor free speech, shut us down. Because they can't get away with this if our voices are being heard. And so they're now coming out, conditioning and acclimating and testing the water, sending up trial balloons to openly shut down free speech. And every time the media calls me, you know, they say, are you causing violence? Are you going to cause violence? which we're speaking out against violence. But what does it lead to when they say we're going to start arresting you and disappearing you into a gulag or worse, and no one will even know we took you? I mean, that's in the legislation. That's being promoted. And then it leads us to the point of when the secret police are coming to drag you away, then people are going to be forced to physically resist. That's why Oath Keepers is so important. That's why we're reaching out to military and police right now, like our lives depend on it, because they do. Listen to this. This is the Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Won the Nobel Prize. Ronald Reagan praised him. For anybody demonizing him, again, this is somebody praised by our government. Of course, that was 25, 30 years ago. Not anymore. He's demonized now. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if, during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, some estimates are almost half, but that was in one period, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, pawing with terror at every bang of the downstairs door, at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else they had at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers in transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So, here's the article. It's up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's also at GCNLive.com. This is up at GCNLive.com. It's pointing this article out to everyone. Dictator of failed state lectures Americans about freedom. Dear Mr. Calderon, get the hell out of the U.S. That is the subheadline I had Watson write by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. We wrote this together this morning. Americans were once again forced to endure the dictator of a failed state which represses and subjugates its citizens as a matter of course, lecturing the U.S. about how his people were being discriminated against yesterday when unelected Mexican President Felipe Calderon bashed the Arizona illegal immigration law. Calderon commented, such laws as an Arizona law is forcing our people to face discrimination during a White House meeting. Calderon later attacked the Second Amendment in a speech to the U.S. Congress. Get out of our internal affairs. Quit using a political weapon against us. This is treason. This is sedition. This is an invasion. This is a foreign leader trying to invoke sedition in our country. Blaming Mexico's spiraling drug violence on guns being smuggled from inside America, though the studies show over 90% are being bought by the Army and then sold, while failing to mention the fact that the lax border security, something we vehemently support, but only on American borders, is the primary cause of the problem. And he says, Calderon's use of the term, our people, is a slap in the face of every American and every Hispanic American who has immigrated legally. Since when did the leader of a foreign nation address his own constituency from within an entirely different country? If the millions of illegal aliens living in America see themselves as Mexicans, then why do they insist on staying in the U.S. illegally? Well, because they say this is Mexico. Well, but if the Mexican system's so good, why don't you stay in Mexico then? Now, expanding on that, we played a video clip earlier, and I don't know if Watson has this in the article, where Obama said, we've gone past our borders. We're one country. I mean, that is treason. Going back to Charlie Veach of the Love Police, they're doing the same thing in England, bringing in masses of foreigners who are just human beings too, but then playing them off against the rest of the people in the country as a political weapon and as a tool of balkanization. What's your view on that?
Absolutely, Alex. I'm happy you brought that up because in many of my films, many of the commenters notice how the most aggressive physically people are the non-native British. And as you say, they're human beings as well, but these are people from Rwanda or from Sudan or from Serbia, Bosnia, who've been through a war zone, and now they've been given a police community support officer with police powers uniform. and they are violent. I've never had a native gentleman Englishman, a policeman, hit me, but I have had security thugs from Eastern Europe and from Africa, you know. God bless them, but
let me just interrupt again. I had a member of parliament on a few months ago, and he admitted that over half of the CPS workers kidnapping kids are foreigners as well who can't even speak English. So we know what this is. Bring in foreigners, give them uniforms, make them the military and the police, and they'll do whatever they're told.
Absolutely, Alex. And one thing I think is very important for me to say, because a lot of my friends are saying, oh, Alex Jones is a fearmonger. Alex, you're not a fearmonger. You give the information truthfully. You work on fact, and it's in the eye of the perceiver whether they are scared of it or not. We are in a battle right now. We are at the brink, and self-defense is very different from offense. I just wanted to say that.
Well, it is scary to say there's a world government that plans to implode economies by design by selling fraudulent derivatives to governments and then loaning the governments more fiat money. It is scary they're putting poison in the water. It is scary they launched two illegal wars and are about to go into Iran. It is scary that they're setting up this police state and bringing in foreigners to rule over us. It is scary that tens of trillions have been stolen and the whole world is on the verge of financial collapse. I mean, again, that's a childlike mind that thinks that I'm saying something, so that creates the fear. If I live in a valley and a huge dam breaks and the alarms go off saying, get out, you've got 5 minutes, 30 feet of fast-moving water is coming, it will kill you, am I a fearmonger if I get on the radio of a dam broke and told people get to high ground?
No, you're not. And were those people in the Warsaw Jewish uprising, were they fearmongers for telling the other Jewish people that the Nazis were coming to kill them? Were they fearmongers for rising up against the Nazis in the last bid attempt to save their lives and their friends' lives? No, they're not. They were just looking at the truth and acting as a decent, you know, as a kind of conscious human being should. And that
versus all the other footage we've seen of Jewish families and others. They'd separate the kids and send them off to be killed, and they'd run the women into pits naked, the men into pits, and shoot them. And the next group, seeing them being herded in to be shot, would still run right in like gentlemen to be killed. That's not going to happen with me. I'm not running into any pit. I mean, at the moment of watching people's heads being – and I saw footage from Nigeria about 2 months ago. In fact, Burmese has it. Will you ask you to bring us that footage? And they're bringing people in the middle of the town square, having them lay down, and then shooting them. And these guys could have run. They could have fought. I mean, I'm an extremist that I'm saying I'm not going into a pit to be shot.
No, David. Sorry, Alex. Yes, I spoke to a lady who ran to be a member of parliament, and she told me that I am on a domestic extremist list. So I need to have a few days' notice if there is going to be a roundup, because they would round me up, of course. And just like you, I would also do everything I could right now, because in Britain we do not have big trains taking people away to camps. So right now the best way I can see us fighting this is just to raise awareness and raise the consciousness, raise the humanity.
No, they just slowly arrest people and then you get processed into the jail. That's how this works now.
Yeah, it's very scary when we realize we are living in those crazy films that we never thought would come true. But this is reality now. This is actually happening. And I wish people could see this. And I wish people would stop projecting their own fears onto us, saying that we are fearmongers for talking about this. All we're doing is saying this isn't how it should
They're
be.
They're on the news in England and the U.S. saying they want to be able to arrest us and there'd be no record of where we went and that we could even be tortured. Now, that's bona fide oppression. That's bona fide evil to the max, and they're trying to sell it as if it's acceptable. We must speak out against it. And the good news is, the people are starting to listen. But I interrupted you. Go back to this point, because I've been questioned in England. Have you even talked to anybody on the street? That is criminal, because you're all prisoners. Steve Watson, who lives in London, it's happened to him going to a concert with his girlfriend. They do this to everybody now. And describe foreigners in uniform hitting you.
Yeah, I know. It's
outrageous. Yeah, footage of this.
Yeah, I'm just going through my mind all the different times when police have arrested me under a public order offense for talking about the connection between big business and war, for talking about how only countries with oil seem to get invaded. And the police lie. They tell so many lies. They say, oh, a member of the public is now offended, so now we need to arrest you because you've offended someone. It's a hate crime. you know, there's Muslims here on the street and you're talking about a future war with Iran. We need to arrest you. This could be a race hate crime. And it's just ridiculous. It is George Orwell's 1984.
Well, they arrested Robin Page 7 years ago, BBC reporter, because he used the word homosexual in a speech. They said that word is hateful. And I mean, this is real.
I know. It blows my mind, Alex, but all we need to do is just keep doing what's right with zero compromise. And when you do what's right, the universe will help you. And for me, what is right is defending freedom. It's defending that human spirit, which will not bow down. And I will not bow down before any other man because I'm a sentient, free human being. So they can bring all they want, but it's not going to work with me. And my job is just to make sure other people realize that they are free in their minds. It's just the physical world, which is the challenge. And they need to make sure they're free in the physical world as well.
Well, I mean, look at how 5,000 years ago, kings wore crowns, just newer versions of headdresses to say, I'm better than you, I'm the authority. Same thing with cops, big hats with big glistening signets on them and logos and big giant monolithic government buildings to send the message, we're the big government, you're little. They send that message by design to separate the government from the people, but specifically, and I've seen the videos of this, I've seen it in New York with We Are Change. The cops that can barely speak English from all over the world, Chinese, Russian, you name it, Polish, Mexican, they literally can't speak English when they walk over and go, turn your camera off, I take you to jail, listen to me. And the government knowingly is hiring foreigners to do this. That's a big political issue in the U.S. and England. We need to start pointing this out. They're bringing the foreigners in to be our rulers.
Yeah, and they've done this throughout history. You know, in the Chinese, when the Tiananmen Square thing, you know, China's a country of like 200 different ethnicities. And what they did to Beijing, they brought in farmer troops from the rural areas who had no problem shooting people who weren't like them. And, you know, in Britain right now as well, you know, got all these people from different countries. They don't feel that same maybe bond with British people. So, yeah, they'll follow their orders. And, you know, as someone said, I can't remember who, you can always pay half the poor to kill the other half. And it's a sad state of affairs. And that's why we need to stay very vigilant. And as you say, Alex, just keep shining a light on this. Keep showing people. But sometimes I despair because I can show people, like even the people closest to me, a lot of my work, and they go, and so what? Who cares? Like, it's not really happening because they've been, you know, dumbed down by Hollywood. And they think almost that the paramilitary black uniforms are cool because it's in a Beyonce video. Rihanna has got them dancing on stage with her. It's incredible when you go down the rabbit hole and you see how it's all connected. You start connecting the dots.
And you show them government documents where they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and they giggle. And then 5 years later, they're dying of cancer. It's still funny. Because it's a mind trick. It's Crime Stop from Orwell, where they decide it isn't a threat to them. And so they're part of the power structure.
Yeah, Alex, I had a very close friend of mine who was doing Love Police films with me. I'm gonna respect his privacy, but he got arrested and he's got three children. And the police said, unless you comply with us and bow down and stop doing these films, we will get a psychiatrist here and section you, which means to keep you under the Mental Health Act. You will lose your children. And that's how they shut him up. And luckily, I don't have kids, but it is a psychological battle. And it makes me despair sometimes. But I'm very optimistic. I know we will win this. You wouldn't be doing your radio show. I wouldn't be doing my films.
Well, think of that tyranny. Think of that ultimate tyranny. It's like Gary Cooper had his son taken, and it was in the police report. They've taught their children not to trust the government, and the court said, we're taking them. I mean, you do not question your God. You don't do that in America. Since when do you have freedom of speech in America? You sit down, you shut up, and we're going to take your kids. But they're already taking them with the water and the food, folks. They've already got them. They're already soft killing them right now. But the good news is the people are breaking the spell, and we're not going along with it. So I mean, my God, that is Soviet-level tyranny. So they said, we're going to take your kids if you don't stop going out peacefully and speaking on the streets in England.
Yeah, his main message was everything is okay. He was a very spiritual man, still is. And he went out there just wanting to lower fear around people. And I don't know if they were physical with him, but they were certainly psychological in a Soviet way. And actually, just this week in Norway, a friend of mine said there's a doctor been thrown in a psychiatric institution for speaking out against the swine flu vaccine. And Norway is probably, you know, people don't know this, one of the last few truly communitarian communist countries in Europe. And it's It's mind-boggling. But, you know, we just need to stay strong, stay alive, realize we're all in this together. And I think, Alex, they will fail. The elites will fail because the system will collapse because you can't treat people like this. And people are realizing this. So I reckon it's maybe 2 or 3 years before there's utter chaos. And, they try and bring about order out of chaos. That's the Illuminati motto. I think we need to bring about a bit of peaceful chaos out of their manufactured slave order. It's the only way. We need to get the universe spinning in different ways because as it stands now, it's not a world I want to bring any children into. So, you know, got to do what's right.
Think about that, though. They told him, people can go watch the videos, you're not going to go to a town square and talk to people and come up to police and say, we care about you, we're all humans together, we eat at the same restaurants, same grocery stores, our children are growing up. Look at this police state. You know, let's care about each other. And that's just, we're taking your kids. You do not do that. I mean, you do not talk. You do not talk. Think of how evil those police are that they think it's okay to terrorize someone for their children. They think of us literally as subhuman trash. And notice, as soon as the tyranny comes in, as soon as they've got enough people ready to oppress, the banks just steal everything. The system is robbing everyone, reducing us down to just groveling slaves. We're going to come back, talk to Frank, Mark, Bobby, Seth, and others for the next two short segments. We've got another guest coming up with big solutions on the states' rights movement and a lot more. You'll want to stay with us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sorry.
You too. Come this way. You too.
Don't
Come on.
Hey, you can't physically assault me. No, you can't. I can report you then. You can't physically assault me. Yeah, I love it. You sound like an American now. Have a nice day. Yeah.
Video after video of people coming over if you have a camera in public and hitting you, attacking it, but they don't mind if the government's watching them. And all over the U.S., police are arresting people for wiretapping if they videotape police in public when there's no perception of privacy. It's just crazy. And I've noticed there's these comments over there by people of, you must be an American. So I guess they said that to you when you were talking to the new prime minister during his press conference. They said, oh, shut up, American. So I guess calling somebody an American is like a big insult.
Yeah, what it is, Alex, it's from World War II when a lot of the GIs were over in Britain. And obviously American men probably a bit more tanned, a bit more muscular than some of the English, and so they got lots of English girls, and there was a big resentment amongst English men about the Yanks, in inverted commas, you know, being very boisterous and having fun and enjoying the women. So it is a 60-year-old racism against Americans, and it's very funny because racism against Americans when Britain follows America very culturally and very closely. So I think they just didn't have anything else to say to me, so they just threw the Yank comment at me, which is just quite funny.
It's all about divide and conquer. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Frank in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Al.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I know all your info is factual and true, but you guys are really missing the real conspiracy. We're fighting satanic beings, man. I mean, real live creatures that you could actually make physical contact with.
You know, my wife said that last night. We were at dinner, and she said, Alex, of course we're being attacked. Of course you're being attacked. You're not just fighting the New World Order. I mean, you are an affront to the devil. And, I mean, what else do you call it when the government in the U.S. grabs over a million kids a year and abuses the daylights out of them? What else do you call it when they poison the water and the food by design in their own documents to sterilize us and give us cancer? So, I mean, regardless if you believe in it or not, that's what it is. It's just pure pit of hell evil. Go ahead.
You can actually see them, though. I've seen them 36 times between 1980 and Corpus Christi it started. And I won't get into how it all happened. I got involved with some witches, you know, unbeknownst to me. I was a new Christian. And I opened up myself to them. I dared a girl to do it that claimed she could conjure demons. And as a joke on Halloween night, she sicked one on me. It sounds funny, but it was a big black, smoky-looking thing, and it tried to wrap itself around my neck, and I just called for Jesus, and it took off. But after that, I have made contact with these things 36 times. I actually struck one in Amarillo, Texas one night with my fist. Another time, outside of Austin at 3:30 in the morning.
Frank, I appreciate your call, but I really don't, I mean, I don't go there. I only stick to what I can prove and document, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on in this world. And I know the globalists, they do believe in this. Almost all the top globalists are Luciferians. Any comments on that from our guest, Charlie?
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite inspirer is actually another Texan like yourself, Bill Hicks. He talked a lot about the people at the top doing things with Satan. And to me, whether they are real demons in this universe or whatever, the metaphor of calling them Satanists is correct. But let's not forget, a lot of the guys at the top, the elite, they are atheists in the Christian monotheistic sense. They believe in another religion, which they will take energy, lots of dark energy and fear, and then use it. But it's just a sign of their sick mind. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But to call them Satanists, they're just pathetic people.
You know. Stay there, got a break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.